So I became a citizen in February, and I'm so looking forward to vote. First election in the United States as a citizen, and first time I get to vote. Listen, I'm not going there, but electioneering has been brutal. Brutal. And you know, I understand politics. I understand why you may want to make each other look bad, but I'm particularly disillusioned by the negative campaigning. This has been the mother of all negative campaigning, right? The candidates, I think, are trying to bring out the worst in the other. The goal is, and this is comical, but I think the goal is to make the other person look bad so that the candidate looks better than the worst. Right? See, I think in a democratic election, I think the candidate should bring out the best in the other so that the voters can get to vote for the best. Well, but why can't we do that? Let's bring out the best in the other so the choice really remains with us, right? So here's my choice now. As a first-time voter, instead of choosing the best among the best, I'm having to choose the lesser of the worst. Is that how we want our election to be? I do not know, but this is my conundrum. Do you know in India, there is a, in your electronic voting machines, there is a little choice that says NOTA, which means none of the above. Because you vote, but you make your preference felt. Hey, none of you are good for me. I think we should, come on, St. Helen, let's get on a campaign for that for the next election. We should have NOTA in our electronic voting machines. Okay, so when I read Zacchaeus' story, believe me, it was a great respite from contemporary politics. The story of Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus is a marvelous story of the higher calling of humanity. No, we don't want to settle for the worst. There is a higher calling to humanity. It teaches us to bring out the best in the other. It teaches us to conduct our affairs in a way that celebrates humanity, not denigrates it. It's a lesson. It's a lesson not only for modern politics, but also in our personal lives. So I want to draw three contemporary messages from the Zacchaeus story, this ancient story, but three very pertinent, relevant messages for us today. First, God brings out the best in us, not the worst. God brings out the best. Now, Zacchaeus was hated for a reason. Remember, he was a Jew, but he worked for the Romans. And the worst job, collecting taxes. The reason they were hated was because it was seen as an act of betrayal of their own people. And the tax collectors didn't help themselves. The Romans, all they wanted was how much tax they received, but the tax collectors would collect a little more. Romans didn't care about integrity, or as long as they got their money, that's all they were happy about. And the tax collectors pocketed the rest. So people in general did not like tax collectors. Now, the story ends very differently, isn't it? Zacchaeus at the end of the story says, what a conversion. Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. Between the time Jesus met Zacchaeus on the top of this tree, going to his home and having dinner, something happened. We have no details about what happened, but something happened for such a dramatic conversion to take place within that short period of time. And I'm interpreting it to say this, that Jesus brought out the best in an otherwise despicable man. For Jesus, even this despicable man was redeemable. As Jesus himself says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." So folks, there is a lesson in all of this for us. Even as we find ourselves a divided nation, even as we find ourselves caught up in all the negativity, even as we find ourselves forced to take sides, perhaps we can remember Jesus' interaction with Zacchaeus. Let's remember that, especially in the coming 12 days. Let's remember Zacchaeus' interaction with Jesus. Instead of giving into the practice of bashing each other, which is happening on the internet, which is happening on Facebook, which has happening in our conversation, which is happening in families, instead of bashing each other, could we bring out the best in one another like Jesus did? Even the most despicable person, can we bring out the best? Even in our own homes, Jesus teaches us that nobody is irredeemable. Secondly, a few lessons for the electronic generation. We're all in that, we're living in the electronic times, right? So I think Zacchaeus' story has something to say to us who live in this electronic generation, this modern technological era. The lesson teaches us the importance of communication, personal communication. So social media and electronic media is a great thing, huh? I mean, really, for parents to know where children are, phones help, to communicate with each other so quickly, it's a great thing. Social, I mean, these are all good things. However, social media has affected our capacity for interpersonal relationship, this one-on-one communication. I'll give a little example. So when I'm coming to St. Helen for morning mass at 8:15 in the morning, about 7:45, 8 in the morning, I'm driving from Immaculate to the neighborhoods. I come here. This is the time when parents are also dropping the children on the school bus. And I see many parents standing on the sidewalk with their children. The children are busy doing their stuff. The brother is hitting the sister is crying. Guess what the parents are doing? 9 out of 10 parents are on their cell phones, either texting or surfing with something that is not more important than their children. It's changing the way we communicate. Folks, social scientists are warning us that we are losing our capacity for personal communication. A recent study tells us that new parents are attending to their newborn babies in a very different way than they did 10 to 15 years back. So imagine this in the hospital room, right? The mother is nursing the child, but the mother is not looking at the child. The mother is on a gadget. Social scientists are telling us that children are reacting to the parents in a very different way because of this inability of us to look at each other. Children don't look at each other when we talk anymore. They're losing that capacity. We want children to be quiet. Okay, here's the phone. Right? And by the way, I don't have children, but I'm when I'm sitting in my car waiting for something or you know doctor's appointment, formerly I used to pray because I didn't have a phone. Now I'm looking at the latest tweets. We're all guilty. Why blame new parents? We're all guilty. We are losing to be in touch with each other. So if Zacchaeus were to Google Jesus, he would have never met him. But Zacchaeus, he actually got out of his house. He climbed a tree. And their eyes met. We need to talk to one another more. So here are a few practical implications. My first practical implication is put your phones down. And I'm saying this to myself. Put your phones down. Smell the roses. Smell the roses. For goodness sake, look up. For goodness sake, look up. The world is beautiful. Stop pretending to be busy with nothing. Siri is never going to be your friend. That's enough, isn't it? But I've one more point, Alice, one more point. Okay. So this is serious, huh? Perhaps because we live in an electronic age, or because we are more comfortable with impersonal communication through emails, I think we write people off more easily than we would otherwise. We write people off more easily. In fact, this is true, that we find it easier to say things in an email than we would say to one another face to face. Is that true? It's easier to rip somebody off on the internet because there is no interpersonal communication, right? The Zacchaeus story reminds us that we cannot write people off, even people that we don't like. Of all the people who were crowding to see Jesus, there was this weird short man who climbed the tree. And Jesus could have said, look at that guy, weird, crazy guy. I think that's what I would have done. Because the normal people are on the ground. This weird guy is on the top. But Jesus walks up to him. Jesus does not write him off. Jesus gives him a chance. He says, come down. And he invites himself to his house. And look what happens. Look what happens. There is conversion. And Jesus says, today's salvation has come to this house because this man also is a descendant of Abraham. This guy that everybody had written off, tax collector, the guy who's short, the guy who climbs the tree, everybody who's written him off, not Jesus. Jesus does not write him off. So here is a lesson for all of us. Jesus is teaching us that in our church, in our families, at our workplaces, it is easy to write people off. Let's not do that, particularly in the church. We write off people way too easily. A Christ-like person always tries to integrate the people into the community. Sometimes it is this kind of integration that brings conversion and healing. Such a simple story, powerful story, great messages for our times. Huh? So this Eucharist is something like the meal that Jesus had with Zacchaeus. And we're all people who at some point climbed the tree. We're all weirdos. We're all people who God could have written off, but God didn't. We're at the table with Christ. Today, salvation has come to this house. People of God said,